this Lent is going to be the most amazing Lent of your life because we are going to free all of our family members from purgatory this Lent in these 40 days, beginning on the first Sunday of Lent and then ending on Holy Thursday of Holy Week. That will be 40 days to the day. I will show you this incredible prayer plan to release all of your family members from purgatory. We're going to talk about that and get into that in today's video. Let's get into it right now. Now, first of all, why would you do this? We are called by the charity that Christ calls us to love one another, to at the very least pray for the souls in purgatory. And if we are going to pray for the souls in purgatory, at the very least, we should pray for our family members, beginning with our ancestors. Now, we also know that because of sins that family members commit, that the effects of those sins can linger on for several generations. The scriptures talk about this as leaving effects up to the fourth generation. Now, it's not the case that we're guilty of those sins. The only sin that's transmitted is original sin, but they can introduce into the family line either what's called a generational spirit or a generational curse. Now, there's this prayer that I will give you from Father Ripperger. I will put it on the screen later on, and we are essentially using that and its theology to understand everything that we're talking about. In the past, this has been called intergenerational healing. Now, I want to use a different name for it so that it's a little bit more Catholic and a little bit more precise. What we're going to be doing is called intergenerational reparation. And this intergenerational reparation will bring about healing in your life. So we're doing it, one, because it's the charitable thing to do for our ancestors in purgatory. And number two, it will produce grace in our lives and healing in our lives. Can you imagine what will happen to you if all of your ancestors enter and leave purgatory and then enter heaven? Can you imagine the watershed amount of graces that will flow into your family? Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to do this in several steps. Now, I've created these screenshots, and I want you to put the video in the fullest resolution you can or on the TV, and then you take a picture of these different diagrams that I'm going to be using. Now, they typically recommend for this to be something that's done to the third and fourth generation. So this will depend on you, on whether your parents are alive or not. Because if your parents are alive, then you have to start with your great, with your grandparents, and then you're going to go to your great grandparents, and then great great. And then if it's the case, depending on whether your parents are alive or not, then you go to your great 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 grandparents. So first of all, in this one page is a simple diagram for you to list out all of your family members. If your parents are alive, there will be approximately, correct me if I'm wrong with my math, 60 people that you will be praying for. If your parents are deceased, it will be significantly less. So here you have diagrammed, and you could see how it's laid out with your mother and your father, and then your grandparents on the maternal and paternal side. And then it will be the maternal great-grandparents, paternal great-grandparents, then the, and so on and so forth. This should be laid out to where you understand it clearly and you're able to fill in this basic family tree. Now, if you have something else that you want to use, you can use that as well. However, this will be tied into the way that we're going to pray for them. Now, I have made a 40-day calendar beginning on February 22nd through April 2nd. The first ancestor that you will be praying for in purgatory will be your mother. And so as you see, it goes from your mother to your father, to your maternal grandfather, maternal grandmother, and so on and so forth. There are different people that are named to pray for each day. Now, how should we pray for each of our ancestors in purgatory? For each day that is assigned to them, we should dedicate all of our prayers that we're going to do for that day. Penances, fasting, rosaries, etc. if you're someone that wants to gain a plenary indulgence for your ancestor that's assigned that day, there will be certain things that you will have to do. First of all, you will have gone to confession. Now, I recommend that before this even begins, that you go to confession. This is a reason why we're beginning on Sunday, February 22nd, the first Sunday of Lent, so that the Saturday before, you can go to confession, and that confession can be valid for each and every one of the indulgences that you gain, provided that you are in a state of grace. The next thing that you have to do to gain an indulgence for that day for your ancestor, one that's plenary, is you have to go to Mass. So I'm encouraging you to go to daily Mass 40 days in a row. Next, you must do a particular action. I would recommend for you to pray the rosary in a group. This is one of the easiest plenary indulgences that you can gain. How and where, you ask? Well, as it so happens, my channel has a daily rosary that is a 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And since it's as a group, it counts for the plenary indulgence. Now, along with that particular action, you need to pray for the intentions of the Pope. We do that every single time that we pray the rosary so that we're trying to obtain a daily plenary indulgence. At the beginning of each rosary, I will mention the specific people that we'll be praying for. So for instance, on February 22nd, we're going to be praying for all our deceased mothers in purgatory. We're also going to ask for the fifth condition that you need for a plenary indulgence, and that's a complete detachment of sin. So with each rosary, we're going to ask for that particular grace for all of us to have it. So you need to have gone to confession, have gone to Mass, done a particular action, pray for the intentions of the Pope, and be completely detached from sin. If you're not able to gain a plenary indulgence for your family, for your family member for that day, you can at least gain partial indulgences. So on that day, you will offer everything for that one particular person in purgatory. We will finish each day at 9 p.m. with a rosary, obtaining for them a plenary indulgence, and then we will continue through the 40-day cycle. Another additional thing that you can do to help the particular family member each and every day is to pray the prayer from the book Deliverance Prayers for Laity. It's on your screen right now. Now, as I said earlier, this prayer is the basis. It's the theology that we're using, how we're understanding and why we're praying for our ancestors in purgatory to be delivered, principally so that we could be delivered of the effects of any generational spirits and or curses. The season of Lent is already a time of penance. It's already a time of prayer. It's already a time of grace. Why not use it to free your entire family from purgatory? In these 40 days, we will pray for every single possible group that we can think of your ancestors for at least the last four generations. Now, in looking at that diagram, you may not know the name of the particular ancestor. That's the reason why I have them numbered. For instance, we may, because you don't know their name, be praying for your maternal great-great-great-grandfather number 5. God will know who that is, even though we don't. And since it's laid out in a diagram, you will see, well, that was on my maternal side, and they were connected to this relative. So even if you don't know all their names, we will still pray for them in their title. My friends, not only will we be doing this over the next 40 days in Lent to free all your family from purgatory, but I will be having an interview with someone that works intimately close with Father Ripperger, who has written a book about what do Catholics believe about intergenerational healing, so that we can be as clear as possible to what the Church teaches and how we can find freedom. And not only this, but this coming July, we will have an intergenerational healing or an intergenerational reparation retreat at Rosa Mystica Shrine in upstate New York. So what we will be doing in 40 days, we will prepare for the retreat ahead of time as a group, and then we will intensely pray for each of our ancestors in a much more personal way. It will be the very last weekend of July, leading into the first days of August. My friends, this Lent, don't just give up chocolate and all of those other things. We need to, number one, save souls And number two, deliver souls from purgatory, beginning with your ancestors. This is going to bring incredible graces in your life and in the life of your family. Chains will be broken by the time Easter comes. If this video has helped you in any way, please support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. Please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.